I'm Danielle McCartan at the Italian American Baseball launch party with a boxer, Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
You say it the right way. Perfetto.
That's right. All right, so my first question is, where did Boom Boom come from? Is it from the...
My father was given that name. My father was a fighter in the 1930s and 1940s. He turned pro in 1937. He came to New York in 1939. His first fight was at the Broadway Arena on the corner of Broadway and Halsey here in Brooklyn.
Yep.
And the promoter, Max Joss, said to the reporter, look at this guy, there's nothing but keep coming, throwing punches, boom, 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 all the time. The next day was Lenny Boom Boom Mancini.
So you inherited it.
Absolutely.
And so you're Boom Boom Junior.
Yeah, yeah. But I have an older brother, older sister. My mother was Mrs. Boom Boom. Forever just, it stuck with me and not them, you know. So, yeah. So my style, thank God my style was indicative of the name.
Yeah, that's right. So Mancino in Italian means left-handed.
Left-handed.
Are you left-handed?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
There you go.
So I said Mancino. Whenever I said on it, Mancini, mano Mancino. Si, Mancino.
Yeah. All right. So, listen, I was watching a couple of your fights on YouTube, and I just couldn't help but realize. So you're fighting outside in Las Vegas at Caesar's Palace, daytime. People are sitting in bleachers in the crowd. But when you watch boxing now, it's a pay-per-view, nighttime, showtime event. What do you think about that? How far it's evolved?
Well, boxing, there's a difference. People always say, well, what does boxing have to do to get the same popularity it once had?
Yeah.
I said, we'll never have the same popularity without network television. Network television exposed me to over 60 million people domestically, over 100 million people worldwide.
Right.
Now, with pay-per-view, I think they say there's only a 500,000 homes capable of pay-per-view. And if you get a 2% buy rate, that's considered a success. That's like what? Like, it's like 500,000 people. I mean, it's your 30 million homes are capable. 2% buy rate is 500,000 people. That's it. So the visibility factor, you know, nobody knows it as well.
Right.
Back when I was on network television, they always had the 2 to 3 weeks before the fight, the lead up with all the commercials and stuff.
Right.
Now nobody, I'm a fight fan. I know the names. I can't tell you the fighters if they walk down the street though.
Right. So what are your thoughts, you know, Vegas, it was the stage for boxing for a long time. What do you think about them? Are they ready for a football team?
They're ready for a football team?
Yeah, the Raiders might be moving there.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about. And, you know, it's funny, a couple of years ago, somebody said about a football team going to Vegas. And my brother said, it'll never happen. I said, it'll happen. And obviously it has.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good move. I mean, look, the town's been... of Las Vegas at the forefront of many things now. It's a very progressive city. Why not a football team?
Now, did you ever happen to meet or get to know Arturo Gatti?
Arturo is a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Very good friend. Matter of fact, he honored me and flattered me by saying, Ray, when I turned pro, you were who I wanted to be like. I was so honored by that. And I loved him. And I loved his style. He was so fan-friendly. And he was a wonderful person. I miss him dearly, yes. I got a chance to know him.
So, the current boxing now, Mayweather-Pacquiao was pretty underwhelming, to say the least.
To say the least.
Would you like to see a rematch?
No. Why? Who cares? I said, hey, even when Pacquiao did tell me it first happening in 2009, I thought Mayweather beat him then. And that's when Pacquiao was walking out. Everybody said, oh, my God, how could you say it? I said, well, why would you say it? I said, because he's bigger, faster, stronger.
Yeah.
That's bigger, faster, stronger. That's the trifecta of boxing. That's all you got to be. Pacquiao was great, fast. Mayweather's faster. Mayweather, you know, Pacquiao, you know, strong. He ain't stronger than Mayweather. My point being is, a good big man will always be a good little man, and Mayweather's always bigger and stronger.
Right. Now, what are your thoughts on UFC star Conor McGregor calling out Mayweather?
Well, he's out of his mind. Look, if you want to make it a UFC fight, you'll choke on Mayweather, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
Well, if it was just a pure boxing match, you'll get whacked out by Mayweather in one round. That's a dumb deal.
Yeah.
It's just stupid. Him as a champion should understand and have the respect for other champions and their genre. But Mayweather, I mean, you know, they're both crazy, both goofies, you know, as they come.
Hit the head too many times.
Right.
Now, who is your favorite boxer to watch today?
Today?
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the smaller weights. I love this kid, Leo Santa Cruz. Even though he got beat for his title, he's coming back to fight for his title. I love Gennady Golovkin, Chocolatito Gonzalez. You know, those guys like that, the lighter weights that are action-packed, pound for pound, are the best fighters in the world. So Chocolatito and Gennady Golovkin are my Triple G are my two favorite.
E parli italiano?
Si parla italiano un po'.
Un po', ok.
Un po'. Si, so, si, si, un po', un po'. Mi parla, mi famiglia della Sicilia.
Siciliano.
quando parliamo con in Italia, quando vado al ristorante italiano, come parliamo con il camiere, lui dice: signor Mancini, tu non parli italiano, tu parli di lingua di Sicilia, parla inglese. Che magies, che magies.
E quale città in Sicilia?
A Sicilia? Sì, è un villaggio di Bagheria, un villaggio di Bagheria, potresti Palermo.
Okay.
E sono in Sicilia 15 anni fa.
15 anni fa?
Sì, a long time since I've been back.
Yeah.
So, I'm Sicilia bed, Sicilia bed. But adesso mia famiglia vive in Milano.
Milano, al nord?
Sì.
Totalmente differente?
Sì, sì. Tu sei nato in Italia, tu sei nato qua.
E qui?
Tu genitore.
No, i miei nonni.
Oh, no, nonni, sì.
In Sicilia.
Sicilia, Sicilia era pure, sì.
Caltanissetta, Sicilia. Okay, and if we could do just a quick Italian thing speed round here, okay? Is it sauce or gravy?
Sauce.
Everybody said sauce,
right,
yes.
From sauce.
Yes, good. All right, would you rather ski in the Alps or swim in the Mediterranean?
Swim in the Mediterranean.
What's your favorite Italian tradition?
I think Christmas Eve, when they do the Italian foods. Now, it's funny, because in Italo-Americano, we do the meatless dishes on Christmas Eve, right? We have the tripe, the polipo, calamari, and different pastas. But in Italia, they eat all the meat. So it was, that's an Italian tradition. No, it's Italo-American tradition, okay. But it's a beautiful tradition.
Okay, and favorite gelato flavor?
Oh, chocolate.
Type of pasta, favorite?
Capellini.
Okay.
Capellini scoglio. All'olio con gambere, vegetale, semplice.
E qual è la tua città preferita d'Italia?
Sì, certo.
Ok, Ferrari, Maserati o Lamborghini?
Un Lamborghini.
You're the only one who said that.
Yeah, Lamborghini. Then all of them are the most cars nobody needs, nobody wants. But, you got, if you're going to take one, Lamborghini.
All right, and final one, vino rosso, ti piace vino rosso o vino bianco?
No, vino rosso. So, io ho campagna di vino.
Mm-hmm.
I have a wine company. Mi vino di Napa.
Oh, yeah.
Sì, sono rosso. Beh, my next vintage will be a red and a white, a Moscato. I had a dry Moscato a couple years ago. I've been having my company since 2009. We just come out with my fifth vintage. So round six will be probably I came out with a red blend right now. The next one will probably be a Merlot or a Merlot Cab blend. And then the next one will be a Moscato.
All right, so you are a wine guy.
Oh, I am a wine guy. I've been drinking wine a long time. Fairly knowledgeable. So, but it's all 100% California wines.
I would love to try some.
You like be with a Leggeri. Nice, easy, simple.
Nice. Yeah. All right, well, I'm Danielle McCartan here with Ray Boom Boom Mancini.
Oh, we're on camera!
Legendary Italian American boxer. I think this guy's great, so thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you had a good time.
My pleasure. Sure, thank you very much.
Thank you. Great, that was great.
Wonderful.
Thank you.